It's continuing coverage of the IGHSAU State Wrestling Tournament. Joining me right now is APGC's Zoe Uhlenhop. And Zoe, you were able to put together a good fight here today. Unfortunately, not going to be able to advance to tomorrow. But, no one can ever take away the fact that you're going to be a state qualifier here for the second year in a row. What did it mean to be down here and have this opportunity to compete here tonight?
It was just a really good opportunity, and I was very proud of myself for just making it here to begin with.
And I understand that, for you, it was a little bit of a chance at redemption, right? Because last year, you only got to wrestle one match before you ended up having to bow out because you were super sick, I know, last year, right?
Yeah, I was. So, yeah, getting to wrestle a few more matches this year was definitely really happy, and I was really excited about that.
When it comes to your draw, how weird was it to be able to face the same person that you had wrestled in your very previous match in the state qualifying meet? What was the mindset going into that match, knowing that she had beat you before? What was that kind of like for you?
Well, in my mind, I was like, I'm going to win this because, I mean, she got me stuck last time, but I was like, this time I just need to do stuff different, but it didn't really work out like that. So then my next match, I was like, I'm not losing this, and I went out there and won.
All right, and again, you'll have a chance to come back and hopefully do this again next year. How can you use this as, further motivation to obviously do better next year and see if you can, do some more damage in your senior season next year?
Well, being that close to placing just really, lights something up in me that next year I'm going to place. With being that close, it's just next year I need to.
And what can you say about your two teammates? Of course, Grace going to the semifinals tomorrow, and Kira Cox being able to keep herself alive in this tournament as well on the backside.
I'm very proud of them both. They both very much deserve it, and they're very hardworking, and they deserve every bit of it.
All right, well, that's APGC's Zoe Uhlenhop. Thank you so much for the time, and congrats on making it back down
here
this year.